Wel, eerstens wil ek graag net vir die mense en die luisteraars sê dat ons het die provinsiale begroting, die hoofbegroting gelever in die provinsiale parlement en dit is goedgekeur ook op 5 maart en die hele bedoeling van my besoek vandag hier by u radiostasie is om te sê wat beteken daardie begroting vir die mense van hierdie betrokke streek, so die begroting kom nou na die mense toe. Voorspreid en daaruit het ons die vraag is, wat is die breë regeringse prioriteite met hierdie begroting? Die eerste groot doelwit van die Weskaapse regering is om die ekonomie te groei en ook werk te skep. Ons weet, werkloosheid is groot hier in die Weskaap, maar ook in Suid-Afrika as gevolg van die internasionale fiskale krisis en daarom is dit een van die eerste prioriteite van die Weskaapse regering om die ekonomie te ontwikkel, sodat het mense werksgeleenthede kan het. En ons glo die beste manier om die ekonomie te stimuleer is deur middel van infrastruktuurontwikkeling. Daarom is ons ook ernstig met die hele idee van die groen ekonomie. Ons sien dat bepaalde risiko's wat ons ervaar tans in die omgewing van energie en daarom het ons baie moeite gedoen om ook in hierdie begroting geld op beskikbaar te stel vir hernieuwbare energie. Belangrik ook vir die volgende 3 jaar is infrastruktuurontwikkeling en ons gaan in die Weskaap vir die volgende 3 jaar 'n totale begroting van 17,3 miljard rand spandeer op infrastruktuur. Maar belangrik vir die Weskaap is 'n goeie onderwysstelsel belangrik, daarom gaan ons 17 miljard rand spandeer op onderwys, 18 miljard rand op gesondheid, maar ons wil ook vir die luisteraars vra dat ons is besig met wat ons noem 'n gesonde lewenstyl, so mense moet oefeninge doen, hulle moet ook gesond eet, want dit is nie die taak van die regering om wanneer mense verkeerd eet en nie na hulle self kyk om dan hospitale en klinieke noodwendig te bou nie. En daarom het ons 'n sogenaamde program wat ons in Engels van praat, is die wellness program en daarvoor is daar 18 miljard rand beskikbaar. Ook baie belangrik, die veiligheid van ons mense hier in die Weskaap. Daarom gaan ons so in die omgewing van 234 miljoen rand spandeer op die veiligheid van mense. Ons navorsing het ook gewys dat ons werklik 'n groot groeipotensiaal het in terme van die toerisme sektor, wat ook ongeveer tussen 6% en 7% bruto nasionale produk kan genereer, maar ook 'n groot bydra kan lewer tot werkskepping. En daarom het ons 'n studie laat doen, sogenaamde projek Colisa, wat beteken to grow. En voortspruit in hier het ons gesien na haar 3 sektore van die Weskaapse ekonomie wat groot groeipotensiaal het. Eerstens toerisme, tweedens die sogenaamde waarde toevoeging van landbou en derdens ook baie belangrik in die konteks van landbouontwikkeling as ook die olie- en gasindustrie. So, dit is die breë doelwitte van die Weskaapse regering om die ekonomie te groei, om werk te skep, sodat ons ook waardigheid kan bring vir mense.
Now, for the Cape Winelands District, how will this budget impact on communities, specifically within the areas of education, health and social development?
Well, thank you for this particular question. It is important because in the Cape Winelands, we are having a budget distributed by the provincial parliament to this particular Cape Winelands area in the region of 5 billion rand. And of these, we will build new schools. In particular, in Stoffland, we will build a new primary school. We will also build a new secondary school in Swellentemba. There will also be some developments at Booster High School. And also particularly in the area of clinics, particularly in the Breda Valley area, there will be some upgrading and work be done also at the Dorens Community Health Centers, ambulance station, and also upgrading of some of the investment in infrastructure, particularly clinics in the Doren area. Ons beplan ook by die Napier Kliniek in Drakenstein ook daar geld te investeer. Wat ons ook hier sien in hierdie breë area is ongeveer 66% van die totale begroting van 5 miljard rand gaan ons ook spandeer op paaie, want ons het 'n studie laat doen, die sogenaamde Growth Potential of Towns and Regions in die Weskaap en voorspruit en daar het, sien ons dat die Kaapse Wynland 'n belangrike sektor is in terme van landbou, landboubedrywighede en nou ook 'n belangrike investering maak tot die breë ekonomie. Maar om landbou te ondersteun het 'n mens 'n goeie pad infrastruktuur netwerk nodig en daarom gaan ons 66% van ons begroting ook spandeer op goeie padvervoer netwerke. Binne die konteks van biblioteekdienste gaan ons ook geld spandeer hier in hierdie streeks in die besonder 3 miljoen rand vir Avian Park Biblioteek, as ook die opgradering van die Woester Biblioteek ten bedrag van 1.2 miljoen rand. Langeberg gaan ons ook 'n nuwe struktuur daar vestig, Esperi, vir 'n nuwe biblioteek daar in Langeberg. So, dit is al hierdie goed wat 'n werklike betekenisvolle impak gaan maak op mense se lewe. As ek meer spesifiek kan praat met die luisteraars, ons gaan beplan ook om 'n weegbrug te bring by Gouda, daar in die Drakensberg area. Daar gaan ook herstelwerk gedoen word op die Paal Franshoekpad in die orde van 109 miljoen rand. Ons werk tans reeds aan die Woester-Beinskloofpad. Daar is ook nog vir hierdie jaar geld begroot vir verdere opgradering en instandhouding. Daar is ook 'n pad, belangrike pad. Ek ry ook gereeld hierdie pad tussen Aston en Montague, dis in die Langeberg munisipale gebied. Daar is ook 'n instandhoudingswerk en dan ook 'n baie belangrike pad. Dis die Spierpad in Stellenbosch wat ook Stellenbosch verbind met die N2 in die rigting van die suidelike gedeelte, as ook 'n baie belangrike investering wat ons ook in die hele streek gaan bring ten opsigte van infrastruktuurontwikkeling. So die groot investering van die Weskaapse regering vir die volgende 3 jare so in die orde van 15.3 miljard rand spesifiek vir infrastruktuur waarvan ook groot gedeeltes na die Kaapse Wynland gebied toekom.
It's 22 minutes now before 2. Now, listeners, you can SMS us your budget-related questions to 34110, right? The name, Valley FM space, and then your question, and we'll ask the minister. Now, minister, are there any initiatives aimed at creating jobs, growing the economy, addressing the issue of crime and other social ills in the Cape Winelands?
Dis korrek, ons het besluit dat in die Weskaap is het belangrik dat ons die ekonomie moet groei en ons weet dat die Kaapse Wynland hoofsaaklik ook landbou gesentreerd is, landbou gefokus is en daarom het ons in die Weskaap besluit dat die totale begroting van die jaar is ongeveer so 700 miljoen rand in die Weskaap, maar oor die volgende 3 jaar so 2.4 miljard rand spandeer ons op landbou en ons het ook spesifiek besluit dat ons sekere sektore van die landbou wil bevorder, in die besonder die sogenaamde waarde toevoeging in die ketting bedryf ten opsigte van landbouprodukte, maar dit sluit nie ander landbouinisiatiewe uit nie. Ons is ook baie erns met ander sektore van die landbou, maar ons het ook gesien soos die navorsing vir ons gedemonstreer het, beide die Municipal Economic Review en Outlook, as ook die sogenaamde Perro en Merro en die projek Colisa. En daardie navorsing dui dat ons in die Kaapse Wynland 'n groot potensiaal het om te ontgin binne die konteks van toerisme. En ek is baie bly dat daar ook nuwe inisiatiewe is, ook hier in die Kaapse Wynland, veral ook toerisme en ook in die besonder treintoerisme. Daar is nuwe inisiatiewe in Witzenberg om ook tussen Tilbag en in die stad en ook in Witzenberg en Ceres ook 'n nuwe toerisme treinaar te sit, maar ook om 'n treinvervoerstelsel te kry wat dan ook 'n landbouprodukte kan vervoer. Ek is baie bly, want ons moet ook probeer minder trok op die paie kry, van sekere produkte kan vervoer word ook met spoor vragvervoer. So daar is baie belangrike inisiatiewe en ons is ook besig met wat ons noem klein dorpontwikkeling en dan is ook binne hierdie streek gaan ons ook in die volgende 3 jaar so 3.5 miljoen rand spandeer vir investering vir Limietberg natuurreservaat, want die hele gedagte is om ook toerisme verder te bevorder. Een van die doelwitte van die Weskaapse regering is binnelandse toerismebevordering en daarom gaan ons ook baie meer kyk na hierdie natuurreservate, hierdie natuurbateskappe wat ons hier in die Weskaap het. Vir ons is het baie belangrik dat ons toerisme bevorder en ook seker maak dat ons toerisme vriendelik is, maar ook vir persone met gestremdhede. Dis 'n belangrike sektor en daarom gaan ons in hierdie volgende jaar net vir persone met gestremdhede in die Weskaap so 30 miljoen rand spandeer. Goeie nuus vir persone met gestremdhede is dat die minister van maatskaplike ontwikkeling ook tydens sy begrotingsrede afgekondig het dat hy ook 'n sogenaamde disability desk in sy kantoor gaan vestig en ek sal ook baie graag wil hê dat persone met gestremdhede ook met die minister van maatskaplike ontwikkeling moet skakel want ek dink daar is ook baie geleenthede. Die minister het ook aangedui dat hy nie vir persone met gestremdhede wil voorskryf nie, maar dat hulle graag vir hom moet adviseer oor hoe ons befondsing moet werk vir persone met gestremdhede.
Hmm. Now you've mentioned the minister infrastructure projects are like roads, schools and the clinics that are going to be there for the district. Is there going to be any way to monitor the implementation of this budget to make sure that what is set out for this is done as it was set out for?
Thank you. This is a very important question because sometimes we make available money in the budget for infrastructure and 6 months, 2 years down the line, you find out very little has actually happened on the ground. And for this particular reason, there are some initiatives of the Western Cape government. One such initiative is to have what we call 10 projects, the 10 top infrastructure projects in every single municipality will be closely monitored on a monthly basis by my department, my provincial treasury, and Jolinda is in the studio. They will be monitoring these particular projects, the spending, but also the quality and the cost relating to these particular projects. In addition to that, as the Minister of Finance, I must go to the provincial cabinet on a quarterly basis to account for spending of projects. So I will be also be reporting to the Western Cape cabinet about what has happened in terms of the spending of money in terms of these infrastructure projects. So it is important both in the cabinet but also in the provincial parliament. And dit is vir my baie belangrik dat wanneer ons as 'n regering fondse toewys, dat daardie fondse ook effektief bestuur word. Maar ek dink Jolinda kan dalk net gou vinnig praat. Daar is ook nog 'n initiatief om seker te maak dat ons fondse wel korrek bestuur, want ons het binne die provinsiale regering 'n metodiek en 'n gereedskap ontwikkel om ook infrastruktuur ontwikkelingsprojekte binne die provinsiale regering te monitor en dalk wil sy dalk net iets sê oor daardie produk wat ons ook kan uitrol na die munisipaliteite toe.
Okay, we will now hear from Belinda to explain further. Good afternoon and welcome to Valley FM, Belinda.
Good afternoon and thank you and good afternoon to the listeners. In addition to what Minister has indicated, we're also looking at rolling out the infrastructure delivery management system, which is basically a system of good governance. It's principles that we have applied at a provincial level that really puts in place things that will ensure that we spend on time and as planned. If that is then successfully implemented at municipal level, then what we see is happening at provincial level will replicate itself at municipal level. So where we have indicated the starting date of a project, that is exactly the starting date that project that the contractors will be on site, as well as completion date. And so the planning forms a very important basis of the system, as well as the governance. Thank you.
Are there any consequences if the construction company isn't there on time or if they don't finish on time, Minister?
Well, in the Western Cape, we champion the principles of good governance. And one of the principles of good governance is predictability. So if a contractor fails to deliver, there will be certain consequences. We will certainly not let a contractor continue that A, fails on the delivery of the project, but also fail on the quality of the project. We've done that in the past, and that's why we have some effective monitoring and evaluation systems in place. Because in the Western Cape, when you budget, we want to see that this budget actually deliver the quality of the services that we have stipulated in the contract. This term of office, we are particularly interested in two things, what I call citizen-centric governance. In other words, see that the citizen get the quality of the services that the state has promised. Secondly, I've introduced the concept of creating public value, and therefore whatever we is delivered must create public value. And certainly this is one of our aims, to make sure that in the Western Cape, when money is allocated, because we operate from the departure point that all money that the government has comes from taxpayers, and to pay respect to taxpayers' hard-earned money, it is the role of this government to see that that money is well spent and that there must be no corruption, free of corruption, but certainly all projects must meet three criteria. Firstly, they must be within the budget. Secondly, it must be within the time. And thirdly, it must be within the quality, so that we can provide quality services to the citizens of the Western Cape.
Lastly, Minister, you mentioned that you are going to report to the Cabinet quarterly. Can you take us through the kind of partnerships that are there between the municipalities and the Western Cape government?
Yes, thank you for this particular question, because when I table the provincial budget in Parliament, I also table what we call the provincial allocations to municipalities. So there is a number of particular projects that the Western Cape government is partnering with various municipalities. For example, we know that in terms of the constitution, the provision of library services is a provincial mandate, but we know that municipalities are running their service on behalf of the provincial government, and therefore we do make some transfer payments to municipalities. And particularly to what we call vulnerable municipalities, we have created a methodology called B3, vulnerable municipalities, to see that money comes to these particular municipalities. In addition, we have a partnership with municipalities in terms of the community development workers. We also, from the provincial side, we have a provincial PWP office. We also allocate money for the extended public works programs. We partner with municipalities, and this time around we're actually not only involved in cleaning of streets. We really want to use the EPWP projects to give dignity to people. For example, here in Tulbagh, we have used EPWP funding for the youth to actually physically be involved in the reconstruction of the museum. So there's very exciting projects there. Also, we are partnering with the CPF, the Community Police Forums, the Neighborhood Watches, between Minister Plato from Community Safety, Minister Windy, the Minister for Economic Development and Tourism, is partnering with the municipality in terms of promoting tourism. And also one of the things that we have developed is to say that municipalities do not need to compete, and hence we have established a EDP, Economic Development Partnership. We have also rolled out a thing called RCEP, that's a regional socio-economic program, various different municipalities working together with the neighborhood and communities to have extensive initiatives. In addition, one of the big things that we want to do over the next 10 years is to roll out the broadband initiatives, free Wi-Fi technology. We have more than 2,000 government buildings, schools and clinics and libraries and museums in the Western Cape, and we also want to connect all these in buildings with broadband. We're also bringing free Wi-Fi facilities all over the Western Cape over the next 3 years. This year we will roll out about 50 free Wi-Fi sites, so this is for us also very important. Just for this year we will spend about 20 million rand for rural connectivity, so people visiting rural libraries must have internet access so that children at schools after school can do their homework using accessing the internet. So this is really a big project for us in the Western Cape, the broadband initiative for the next 10 years, about 1.3 billion rand. We're also bringing broadband technology, smart classrooms, smart boards, technology, e-learning, e-books also into the classroom. So we're experimenting this year also with e-learning into the classroom, because we are living in the 21st century knowledge economy, and you better be preparing the learners for this particular space. Lastly, also bringing broadband technology for business people, so that people who are doing businesses can also have fast access to internet facilities.